Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 21st of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Her Majesty the Queen of England, or cutie dootie to her friends. Regent, Nana, and reigning heavyweight champion of the 2019 New Wave Innovation Expo, just pipping Dwayne The Rock Johnson at the post purely on her energy-efficient, fuel-saving, pivot-driven forearm technique, while The Rock lost points early because he kept stopping to take selfies with fans. Happy death-iversary today to Mark Twain, who famously said in a letter to a friend, "The report of my death was an exaggeration." And boy, does he have egg on his face right now. Also, happy death-iversary to Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince. I'm sure someone's made that joke before, but we're up to episode 112 of this year, and standards have to slip sometime. On this day in history, in 1643, the Beatles met the Rolling Stones for the first time, causing a brief rip in the 4-4 space-time signature continuum. That's cleverer than it is funny, but boy, is it clever. Your guest today is former child actor, expert, cat aficionado, and Gareth Reynolds. Gareth Reynolds, pleasure to have you on the show, Gareth.
Thank you. It is good to be here when standards are finally slipping.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in the news about the news, but first, some headlines we won't have time for. In the news today, after Tom Moore, 99-year-old UK hero and war veteran, has raised more than £12 million for the National Health Service by walking 100 laps of his garden, he has said he plans to continue walking while people are contributing money, even after he's reached his goal. A conglomerate of business owners have begun to research how to privatise Captain Moore's lap walking. Businesses are hopeful that if they can leverage the pre-centenarian's per-yard profit rate, they may be able to prop up the ailing economy with a single marathon. They've suggested a number of increasingly barbaric technologies to keep him alive and moving despite the strain on his frail body. At the current rate of fundraising, they may be able to raise enough money before he dies. The International Olympic Committee has registered a disqualification for the event, claiming that the laps can't be counted as legitimate as the 99-year-old man consistently uses a walker for support, which counts as cheating. And a rash of hospitalizations in America for a new syndrome being called Twitter thumb, as protesters on both sides of politics vent their vitriol into the algorithmic void of social media rather than the all-out street war that seems inevitable. Congress has authorized an early release of the next edition of Grand Theft Auto in response to increasingly violent online rhetoric, and have called on celebrities to begin a public feud with one another, if possible, to stem the tide of civil unrest. And Britain's Queen Elizabeth has asked that there be no gun salutes to mark the occasion of her 94th birthday as the UK battles the coronavirus. A number of the aristocracy have registered a formal protest, saying this cancellation has left them with an unfeasible number of Queen presents that they'll be hard put to dispose of. The Duke of York has said he has 94 gold-plated robot corgis eating him out of house and home, while the Duchess of Salisbury is currently looking for a buyer for a series of diamond-encrusted diamonds. And that's all the headlines we have time for, because of course, now it's time for your ads. And your ad section now, because sure, capitalism is a bottomless pit, but where else are you going to throw your money? And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Zumba. No, not the dance craze. That's a silly pastime for women who want a slightly sexed up aerobics workout, but don't have the body confidence for burlesque. I'm talking about Zumba, the Roomba with Zoom capabilities. If you're taking all your work calls from home, why not spice them up by putting them on your robot vacuum cleaner and trying to follow it around the room while maintaining an Excel spreadsheet? It's all the stress of an ordinary office job, and your floors will never be cleaner. Aha! Are you a sticky mess after an apocalypse binge? Have you just eaten your chocolate supplies for the week or month?
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm Olympic model Stephanie Theron, Charlize Theron's sister, and no, I'm not here to body shame you. I'm here to say we all make mistakes, and what you need when you make a mistake is a helping hand. Rinse your sins and the taste in your mouth away with half a glass of water. More and your poor tummy might feel even sicker. Less and it just won't work. Half a glass of water. Feel your blood sparkle like a diamond. Spoken by Olympic model Stephanie Theron for the Do Better Foundation. Are you sick of the double standards that require housekeeping and full-time work with a smile on your face? I know you already have a Zumba, the Zoom-enabled Roomba. And for all of those tired of the predictability of online pornography, try our adult upgrade, Xoomba. Yeah, I know it sounds much the same, but that's Xoomba, spelt with three X's. The nighttime Roomba with a dildo strapped to it. Get the thrill of courtship by chasing your orgasm around the privacy of your own home. And your floors will never be cleaner. If you have Amazon Prime, stream my stand-up special Savage, and if you can't bring yourself to support Bezos, have a think about the double standards and hypocrisies inherent in any capitalist society, or get it as an audio podcast for free by searching the Alice Fraser Trilogy on any of your podcast mediums. And that's your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today is news. Gareth Reynolds, as an ex-child actor, you're watching television all day. Tell us what is happening in the news.
Well, I do. I watch television all day because as a former child actor, I'm always trying to see if there's any parts out there for me to get, but I'm washed up, so it's a bit of a delusion. Anyway, to your question, Alice, the news is getting away by doing what we all want to do right now, which is take a break from the news. The news is sick of itself. Sadly, the beach where the news wanted to go was in Florida. So and thankfully, they just opened the beaches in Florida, so the news has gone to Florida, and it's hit Daytona and all the other popular beaches that names roll off the tongue that are in Florida. And there it was free to frolic and exercise because you're allowed to exercise there. And the news went to the beach, and the news played volleyball. The news made a sandcastle with some other Floridian strangers. And eventually, the news was covering the news being at the beach, and the news got so fed up of its own coverage that it went to protest at all the beaches. And sadly, at this event, the news did not wear a mask because nobody did. And again, I just heard, not from the news, that the news has actually tested positive for the coronavirus, which again would have been breaking news. But the news itself is broken. So does that clear?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. I mean, one of the features of the virus is that it infects every cell of your body and replicates throughout. So that makes sense of why these stories have been proliferating through the news. The coronavirus is just sort of
spreading.
Yeah, what a disaster. That's all we have time for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Gareth.
Well, it could have been a little more specific, but that's okay.
In your show of the 17th of January, you stated that there is only one Alice Fraser. While the point you were rebutting, that there are multiple realities or dimensions, is clearly ridiculous, it is equally clear that there cannot be just one Alice Fraser. Do you really expect us to believe that a single person has created a daily podcast every day without fail since the turn of the millennium? The clue is in your occasionally mentioned book, How to Be the Perfect Me. This is surely a template by which you have created an army of Alices to enable such a ridiculous workload. The truth will out. Regards and respect, Paul. P.S. Savage is quite brilliant. Thank you. Okay, Paul, thank you for the letter. I realise that this looks like a letter to the editor, but is actually a compliment in disguise, which is something that we will not allow on this podcast. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to reject your letter. Any advice for Paul, Gareth?
I understand Paul's theory because I, for years, have thought there are multiple yous. I've told you that before. and I still do believe that. And I'm, you know, whatever... You can say whatever you want. Again, what am I? I'm a former child actor who's unable to garner work on his own, who has no representation, who has a movie that's not very good that he's been shopping around for 5 years.
And hey, you are up there. That is traveling. A beautiful idea.
Look, it is a good idea. It is a good idea, but nobody wants to
see. Let down by the budget and the other actors and the director and some of the other production qualities. But you looked like you were having fun.
It's true. But don't try to take the focus off of you. There are multiple allies, as I call it. I'm not calling it even Alice's. There are multiple allies, and we know you're out there, and it's okay, and you can pretend. But again, you're not going to pull one over this former child actor. I've been on TV.
Well, that's all we have time for your letters to the editor right now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead, try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Your guest today was Gareth Reynolds. Gareth, have you got anything to plug?
I will be on my Instagram every Thursday talking into a camera.
Yeah, you're doing riffs, right?
That's right. And you can tell from the budding riffing that's coming off of your question how good I am at it.
You are. You're actually very good at improvising. I find it extremely difficult to perform to a camera without anyone else in the room. So you're doing an amazing thing.
No, you just need to be delusional like I get there.
I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say to you, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.